Well, 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 if it isn't the Bumper Podcast with me, Natty Bumper Car, this is number 114 of the year, of the day. This is number 114. I'm standing, but I'm not standing because I'm on my knees. What is that called? I know when you sit, you're on your tuchus. When you stand, you're on your feet. What's it called when you're... Oh, I'm kneeling. I thought I was so... Literally, for a second there, I got so excited because I thought that I just invented something where we needed a new word in the lexicon, in the language. And I figured that in whatever book holds all the words, the dictionary, that maybe a bumper car would show up there and it would be like, this guy invented a new word for when you're on your knees. It's not sitting. It's not standing. It's... Kneeling, but I guess it's already there. Man, what a letdown. You would have been part of history today, Bumper Podcast. No, but so I'm kneeling, as the kids are evidently calling it these days, right now because my chair is gone. I don't have a chair, I don't have a stool, I don't have a bench, I ain't got nothing. I don't even have my two front teeth. Because I asked for them for Christmas, and evidently, if you already have something, and then you ask for it, well, it cancels it out, and then you get a piece of coal. Which, don't tell anybody, but that's part of my plan. I'm really angling for the piece of coal because it's very chilly in headquarters. Can I tell you, Bumper Podcast, that the best part of living in headquarters, which is a castle, obviously, is that we have a moat. And so when winter comes around, the moat freezes over and it's a big circle and we just get to get our skates on and just do laps and laps and laps and laps all the way around headquarters. It's so much fun. We have races and, prizes and stuff. The worst part is if you're ever in a race with a dragon, he breathes fire and steam. So, let him stay in front of you for most of the race and then slip past him. Because if he's behind you, he's going to huff and puff and you're going to fall through the ice into the moat. And then you got to contend with the moat monster. And there is nothing more disgusting than moat water. I mean, that's why when it's frozen over, it's okay. But when you're in there and you have skates on, just like, I'm swimming, but I can't swim because I have skates on. It's gross. So don't skate on a moat with a dragon when he's behind you. You learned a lesson today. Listen to this. We learned a word, kneeling, and we learned a lesson. Don't skate with dragons.